Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank goodness it's folk. Sheffield Live's weekly folk programme, broadcasting to the world. With Sam Hindley and James Fagan. Every Friday at 10 a.m.
Good morning. Welcome back to the second half of Thank Goodness It's Folk, the first programme in the new season. Welcome to September. I'm James Fagan. Thank you very much to my dear friend and colleague Sam Hindley for the first half. And welcome to you, the listeners, our loyal, dedicated listeners who have been asking us when we were back. And we do appreciate your contacting us over the summer. We had a fantastic summer, as Sam said, at lots of festivals. I hope you managed to make some folk festivals yourself. And if you weren't able to, I hope you managed to watch some of the great streamed events that happened over the summer. I want to dedicate this half of the program to the late, great Dolly Parton. I don't think words can quite convey how great Dolly Parton is in the world of not just music, but in the world. A true spirit, a philanthropist to the end, and somebody who I have never seen such an outpouring of love, respect and grief for after their passing. So to the great Dolly Parton, whose music transcended all genres and all boundaries, happened to make one of the best folk and bluegrass records of all time, and it is called The Grass Is Blue, and from it, here is Travel and Prayer, the dear Dolly Parton. Rest in peace.
Thank you. its wrath along the way. And if it all sounds strange, just because I don't know how to pray. Ooh, won't you give him peace of mind? And if you ever find the time, tell him I miss him every day.
Wasn't she just the best? Dolly Parton there, joined by some of the finest bluegrass musicians walking the earth. Jerry Douglas on Dobro there. You heard Sam Bush on mandolin. And the opening came from the extraordinary fiddle player Stuart Duncan. The track was Travelin' Prayer and the album was The Grass Is Blue, Dolly Parton. Sam mentioned that I'm joined by a special guest in this half. I am indeed. It was very easy to talk to Jess Arrowsmith. She lives two doors down from me. And she popped in this morning for a coffee and a chat. Well, I had a coffee. She was on her way to work, so she was too busy even for a beverage. And you'll hear what a busy woman Jess is and what she has coming up after this. But before I talk to Jess, I'd like to play you a track from the brand new record by Jess and Rich Arrowsmith. The album's called As Merry As Maybe. And it's out now, and you can get a physical copy or a download on Bandcamp. And if you buy it today, it is Bandcamp Friday, so Jess and Richard will see 100% of the profits from Bandcamp. So go ahead and get it. In the meantime, enjoy this wonderful version of Pete Smith's Words with Bones.
No daffodils here to host these hills, just crisp like leaves and autumn tones, and wind-formed shapes on Lafricton that dance and swirl and words with bones. Sing to the moon and the stars will shine, dance for the sun on a winter's morn. Remember the life that has just slipped by, and cherish the life that's just been born. An ice-cold window along Langdale Pike drives rain-filled clouds that strain and moan. Then down they go to Skellig Bridge to dance and swirl and words with bones. Sing to the moon and the stars will shine, dance for the sun on a winter's morn. Remember the life that has just slipped by, and cherish the life that's just been born. No skylark songs fit to fill this air, just corby's trust and all forlorn. By icy waters dippers dare to dance and swirl and words with bones. Sing to the moon and the stars will shine, dance for the sun on a winter's morn. Remember the life that has just slipped by, and cherish the night cherish the life that's just been born. And soon these hills all covered snow will light the way to new year born, and a bright new host of daffodils will dance and swirl and words with smoke. Sing to the moon and the stars will shine, dance for the sun on a winter's morn. Remember the life that has just slipped by, and cherish the life that's just been born. Cherish the life that's just been born.
Well, that's my special guest, Jess Arrowsmith, who's with me in the studio today, and that is her singing with Richard Arrowsmith from their new album, As Merry As Maybe. And if you recognise the song, Sheffield listeners, it's because it was written by Sheffield's own Pete Smith and is that beautiful Wordsworth's Bones. That comes from Jess and Richard's album, As Merry As Maybe, as I said, and it's Bandcamp Friday today, which means if you download a copy of it today, Jess and Richard will get 100% of the profit. You can also order a physical copy, and it is a very beautiful physical copy indeed. Jess, welcome to the program. It's lovely to see you, although I have seen quite a bit of you over the summer, but we weren't doing all the same festivals for a change. We spent some of the time together, but you've also been to Canada. You've had a very busy summer indeed.
Yes, indeed. It's been really, really busy. So many hats, so many different hats, but all of it has been fantastic. Yeah, we went to Canada and performed as a duo. We went to Whitby and I had six hats on, which I realise is possibly a little bit ridiculous. We were at Shrewsbury and I had two hats on and that was fabulous as well. But yeah, just really busy times.
To be fair, Jess, you don't shy away from putting extra hats on. In fact, when we decided that we were going to go as some of the characters from Narnia to the Winter Wonderland theme, Kaylee, when it was suggested somebody go as a wardrobe, guess who put their hand up?
I regretted all of my life choices at the point at which I was walking through the streets of Whitby whilst carrying my own wardrobe that I'd made out of cardboard in the wind on my own. And I got to the top of the cliff and realised that I might die if the wind blew any harder. And a kind passerby helped me carry it down the steps. I was very grateful.
Jess, you've had some great experiences. You mentioned Canada. And then you had Paul Reed's son, Stefan, come over with Press Gang Mutiny, and it was all a bit of a Canada reunion there as well. It's been an incredible summer. Have you had a chance to even remotely reflect on what's happened over the last few weeks?
Not really. I mean, it's back to school time now in our house, so no, really, it's just run from one thing to another. Although now gearing up for busy, busy autumn with lots of different things. One of the things that I spend quite a lot of my time and energy doing is being the artistic director for NIFTY, which is the National Youth Folk Troupe of England, who are a group of 10 to 18 year olds from all over the country who perform all of the different types of traditional dance. So all the types of Morris and sword dance and clog dancing and social dancing and pretty much everything that you could possibly call traditional dance in this country, plus music, plus singing. And we most recently went to White Horse Folk Festival down in Oxfordshire in the middle of the summer. And then next weekend, on the Saturday the 12th of September, I'm bringing them to Sheffield, which I'm really excited about. So this will be our season finale concert, and then a Kaylee in the evening. The concert is taking place at the Sheffield University Drama Studio. And it's an opportunity to come and see the whole repertoire from this year's team, which they've been polishing all summer. So it's really worth coming and having a look at some of the most exciting young dancers in the country, I think. The doors open at 1:30. The concert starts at 2, runs till 4:30 with a half-hour interval. And you can get tickets for that from the NIFTY website, which is nifty.org.uk. There's an events and dates page on there with ticket links. NIFTY is NYFTE. Or you can just turn up and buy tickets on the door. And we've also got the Cayley in the evening, where the band and callers are all members of Nifty. So that's young musicians and callers as well. Doors open at 7:00, and that's at St. Augustine's Church Hall on Brocco Bank.
Jess, that's incredibly exciting. I know you've been directing Nifty for a number of years, but it predates your tenure with the group. What do you think the major changes since you've come into working with Nifty have been? And what do you think people will notice about the group as a performance ensemble when they see them, if they can make it to this wonderful gig in Sheffield?
So I've been artistic director since 2019, but yeah, the group's been going for 30 years, give or take. In fact, even longer than 30 years. And I think it has grown and changed over that time. We've actually got a waiting list as long as your arm at the moment. It's an incredibly popular team at the moment, which is fantastic. There's a lot of energy and enthusiasm from all of the young people who are involved. And I think that kind of gives some critical mass. It makes it easier for us to recruit new members because there's so many young people who are already part of it and are really keen and enthusiastic. One of the things that I think is really special about Nifty is that it's youth-led. So an awful lot of the teaching that happens is actually taught by the older members of the team towards the younger members of the team, which is, I think, really, really special. And it's a really useful thing for them in terms of learning, you know, life skills and leadership and all the rest of it. But it also means that young people listen to other young people way more than they listen to adults. And it makes for a really lovely atmosphere. And it makes it, yeah, a very exciting thing to be part of. Part of the new stuff that's been happening in the last year is that we've actually got a new relationship with Halsey Manor. Mm. They have very kindly agreed to have a sort of a 3-year partnership deal where they've given us some funding, partly towards our core funding costs, but also to fund a new outreach project. And that's the other thing that I really wanted to tell people about today. What we're wanting to do is find some partner organisations, so youth groups, whether that's dance groups or music groups or choirs from anywhere in the country, who might be interested in holding a weekend event, a youth folk event in their area, where Nifty could come and provide that critical mass and energy, enthusiasm, youth expertise. But we can work with another group, which hopefully can help raise the local profile of that group, and also just give a chance for some of those young people to see other young people doing the sorts of things they do, which is, I think, socially so important in today's world. And the other thing that's exciting is, because of the funding from Halsey, we're able to put on some schools workshops in the run-up to that as well. So I'm hoping that that will allow a group in a particular area to actually reach out to more young people in their area that might not have been aware of what they were doing and gain a bit more local profile.
Jess, that's incredibly exciting. And we do have listeners across the country. So if you're somebody who's listening to the program and you know in your area a youth folk group, they don't have to be large. They don't have to have been even going very long. This is an incredible opportunity for your local youth group or your friend's local youth group to get some support from the established Nifty and also from Halsey Manor. Jess, how would people get in touch with you if they wanted to do that? And how would, or with Halsey Manor indeed?
So what we'd invite people to do is initially just send an email to artistic@nifty.org.uk, and that will come straight through to me, and I'll be able to send an application form, share a little bit more information about what we're planning, what we're looking for, and basically take the conversation from there. Obviously, if we get loads and loads of applications, we'll have to choose where we think we're best placed to go. But we're looking to run this for 3 years, so we're looking for one organisation per year for the next 3 years to do this, and then obviously we'll take it from there.
Wonderful. And that's, if you're typing that address in, Nifty is spelled NYFTE. And we can put a link for that on the Facebook page as well. Jess, you mentioned that on the 12th of September, when Nifty come to do a showcase in Sheffield, there'll be a Cayley as well. And that might be a nice opportunity now to listen to a bit more music. This also comes from your new record with Richard. Tell us about this set of tunes.
So this is actually a set of waltzes, and it does have a bit of a Nifty connection. I wrote the first one of these tunes for one of the older members of the team at the moment, who's actually coming up to leaving the team. Her final performance with us will be on the 12th of September. She's a wonderful clog dancer called Bonnie Gillow, and I wrote this for her 16th birthday. And so it's a waltz called The Clog Dancer, and then it goes into a second waltz, which rather than being written by me, was written for me by three young men who were in 2021 the senior members of Nifty, and they gave this to me as a present when they left the team. They are Albert Hansel and John Cooper Wilde and Joe Sartin, and they now perform together as Reynard, and I think you'll want to hear some of them at some point, James, on this show, because they are absolutely fabulous. But they wrote me this tune, and it's called Jesse's Waltz.
Absolutely beautiful music from Jess and Richard Arrowsmith, with those waltzes, the first one written by Jess and the second written for Jess. And it seems like a wonderful thing to do. We often joke about in Melrose Quartet about giving tunes instead of real presents, Jess, but it is so tongue-in-cheek, because actually, what is more special than having a tune written for you and given to you? It's a beautiful tradition, and it's one that keeps the sessions alive, because these tunes are starting to creep into sessions wherever we go.
Absolutely, yeah. It's such a special thing to have a tune written for you. So, yeah, no, I'm really grateful for that.
Jess, what else have you got coming up? I know that you are still probably about as busy as when you wrote the song about how busy your life was. You claimed that it was only partly autobiographical, but let us never forget the lines, "All my life is hurrying, worrying, all my life is busy, and I just can't let go." How's that going for you? How's the work-life balance before we get on to all the other things you're doing?
What is work-life balance? I'm very, very busy, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm doing loads and loads of planning right now for a whole bunch of teaching, of singing teaching that's coming up this autumn. Because whilst I do teach privately, so, you know, one-to-one lessons from home, I do also run a singing evening class, and I'm about to start a new course. So if anybody's interested in coming along on a Wednesday night, this is in Sheffield, a Wednesday evening class course that lasts for 10 weeks. The first one of those is on the 16th of September, and then it's every Wednesday night for the next, it's 10 weeks altogether. And that's at Burton Street Foundation. And it starts at 7:45 and runs till 9:30. And it's a course really designed for singers who want to gain confidence. So we do some technique stuff, kind of back to basics, vocal technique, but also just lots of confidence building and learning nice songs that you can sing with other people. It's all very safe feeling. It's quite gentle, and it's always a really lovely course. So if anybody fancies coming along to that, you can book places via my website, which is arrowsmithmusic.co.uk. And there are still places available on that course at the moment, although not that many, because we've got lots of signs up already, which is brilliant. But yeah, that's going to be really good fun. That's my course. I'm also doing a whole bunch of kind of weekend things over the autumn. So I'm going up to Stones Barn in Cumbria with Maddie Pryor, who's one of my singing heroes, and her daughter Rose Ellen, to run a four-day course called Challenging Harmony in the back end of September, and there are still places for that available as well. And so you'd need to go to the Stones Barn website to have a look at that one. Also running a singing weekend in the Peak District in November, which we're at the planning stages of at the moment, but that's at Ravenstor Hostel, 27th to 29th of November, and that's myself and my Richard, and also Doug Ewenson and Sarah Matthews up from Derby. And that's a really lovely weekend of just social singing. There's workshops, there's big sing sessions, there's a concert, there's a meal that we all sit and eat together. It's in a youth hostel, so there's accommodation right there, although you don't have to stay in the hostel if you don't want to. And yeah, tickets are selling quite well for that at the moment, but there are still places left if anybody fancies it.
Great. And we should probably mention that we have a Christmas concert. It's probably not too early to tell people that we do our annual Christmas concert every year at Crooks Social Club, and this year it's on the 19th of December, which is quite close to Christmas, so you should already be in the spirit for that. That's Melrose Quartet's show. It's called A Bright New Year, and tickets are available for that, like most of the things that Jess and I are involved in, through melrosequartet.co.uk. And Jess, we should also just briefly mention, looking even further ahead, that we've got our usual singing weekend at the beginning of March, the first weekend of March, which is called Raise Your Voice. And we've got some great guest tutors this year, including Jib. And as usual, we'll have the Wilsons along as well. But to concentrate on the autumn, Jess, thank you so much for sharing all of those things. It all sounds very, very exciting. The most pressing one is to get your tickets to come along and see the Nifty Showcase on the 12th of September, the season finale, and they are a brilliant troupe to watch. You will be amazed at how much, as Jess said, how much they cover in one show, and then there's a Kaylee afterwards, and it is at the Drama Studio, the Sheffield University Drama Studio, and that is on the 12th. Doors open at 1:30, as Jess said, concert at 2 to 4:30, and the Kaylee is at St. Augustine's Church Hall later on that evening at 7:30 to 10. Details all from www.nifty.org.uk. Jess, I hope it all goes really, really well, and looking forward to our next adventure together as well.
Thanks so much, James.
Says that I can't be your bride. All men are fools, so says my mother. They'll tell you again, love and lies. sleep alone all of my
The great folk song Silver Dagger, sung by the one and only Dolly Parton. And my goodness, what a loss that is to the world of music and to the world indeed. She was such an inspirational human being. And there have been a lot of her inspirational quotes going around. But honestly, some of the things she said are just so worth reflecting on, including, "The way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain." And she also said, and I think this is very, very true, "Find out who you are and do it on purpose." She certainly did. And we thank Dolly Parton for the years and years of beautiful music and inspiration and support to human beings, whoever they are and wherever they come from. That's the outstanding artist, composer, piper and fiddle player Malin Lewis, who was, for me, one of the standout acts at this year's Shrewsbury Folk Festival. And if you weren't at the festival, watching Malin on main stage with their amazing trio, you can catch it all on the Shrewsbury Folk Festival YouTube channel, where they have all of the great main stage, second and third stage performances from across the weekend available for you to look at. And I'm quite sure if you watch a few of them, you'll want to go to Shrewsbury Folk Festival. Next August Bank Holiday weekend, it is a superb event, even in the rain. And I thought they coped incredibly well with the wet weather this year as well. Lots of places to be, lots of great indoor venues and a beautiful outdoor venue. It's just a great festival. Now, coming up in Sheffield on the 14th of September at Samuel Worth Chapel is a Sheffield duo called Summer Isle. I've spoken about this duo on the program before. They are the combination of the singer Sally Doherty and guitarist Frank Birtwistle. Love Frank Birtwistle's guitar playing. I've been a big fan of his stuff for years. Most of it best accessed through Bandcamp. Look up Frank Birtwistle. But you'll also find the duo album Circle by Summer Isle. And from it, we're going to hear the opening track, Alone the Heron, on which they're accompanied by the great cellist Liz Hanks. This is beautiful music, and I would think in Samuel Worth Chapel, in the acoustics there, it will be a great gig. Don't miss it. September the 14th, Summer Isle. Here they are. Another act you should catch if you're in the Sheffield area are coming to the lovely Wesley Centre in Maltby on September the 11th, and they are the Australian duo We Mavericks. They have made quite an impression over the last couple of years, and they are now very much established on the UK folk circuit touring here, and they are great. Victoria Viganza on vocals and guitar, and Lindsay Martin on fiddle and vocals as well. Do catch them. This comes from their 2021 release, Grief's a Gardener, and it's called Lonesome Valley.
It's probably safe in this lonesome valley, but the sun comes late and goes down early, and the air is cold and the
beard is curly and I'm getting old, living each short day. Why don't you care? Why do you stay there? Why don't you climb that rise? You never know what you'll find. Why don't you go? Why do you still say no? Why don't you climb that hill? You might just get your fill. You might just get it's probably safe in this lonesome valley. But the sun comes late and goes down early, and the air is cold and the road is curly, and I'm getting old, living each short day. I'm getting cold, can't keep living down this way.
Gathering wood to feed the fire. Each trip gets harder, but still the fire dies. Pickings are thin, the timber scarce. Each trip gets further. Someday there'll be nothing left. Someday.
We Mavericks, and you can catch them on the 11th of September at Maltby at the Wesley Centre. Don't miss them, on tour from Australia. Now, it's time we got back on the Child Ballads, so here's the jingle.
Friday's Child.
Friday's Child, that's me.
A Child Ballad every Friday.
Well, if you remember, we're in the middle of another section of Scottish Child Ballads. The last one you heard was called Epi Mori, which was Child Ballad 223. We're going to skip over Child Ballad 224 because it's only a small fragment recorded in Child, and the ballad is called The Lady of Arngosk, and there are no documented full versions of it and no documented tunes. So we move on to 225, which is called Rob Roy. Before we get too excited, it's not the Rob Roy who is the hero of the great Walter Scott piece of work. nor the Rob Roy in the movie starring Liam Neeson. The song, the Child Ballad Rob Roy, is actually about the fifth son of Rob Roy, also known as Robert Oig, or Robert Jr., and it doesn't sound like he was a great bloke altogether. He actually shot and killed someone at the age of 12, and then finding himself impoverished later in his early adult life, he actually formulated what he probably thought was a cunning plan, but in fact was a dastardly crime. He decided he was going to marry a wealthy woman called Jean Key. On the night of the 8th of December, 1750, Rob Oig and his brothers James and Duncan entered the house of Jean Key and said that she was to marry him immediately. She refused, and so they abducted her, tied her on his horse, and rode off to find a priest willing to legally wed them despite her lack of consent. Well, that's where the ballad ends, with a lot of bragging about Rob Roy and his bravado. Not so much sympathy for the victim of his crime, but you may be interested to know that she was released and Rob Roy was caught up with, and in 1754 he was executed for this crime. It was all such a long time ago, but it still lives in song. Now, I'm looking at the versions in Bronson. There were plenty of texts collected of this ballad in Child. Bronson found three tunes, most of which seem to be two-part tunes, where the first part is very similar to the tune of the Gypsy Laddie. But the third tune in Bronson is attributed to Ewan McColl, and he said he learnt it from his family. But instead of playing you Ewan McColl's version, I'm going to play you a version by the great singer and fiddle player Jackie Oates. She recorded the ballad Rob Roy on her album The Violet Hour, accompanied by Jim Moray, and with a guest vocal from Tim Van Eyken, which you'll be delighted to hear. Jackie got this version from the wonderful collection of love songs called The Seeds of Love, which was published in 1967 and put together by Stephen Sedley. Jackie's version pretty much comes straight from The Seeds of Love. So without further ado, we are going to hear Child Ballad 225, Rob Roy, sung wonderfully here by Jackie Oates.
Until the day you
Jackie Yates with this week's Child Ballad. Look, it's so great to be back with you all. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your enthusiasm for Thank Goodness It's Folk. Thanks to Sam Hindley for the first half. And we'll leave you with the great Blowsabella, who are celebrating their last couple of years on the road. They've announced their intention to retire at the beginning of 2028. I had the great pleasure of seeing them at both Sidmouth and Shrewsbury Folk Festivals this year, where they were in splendid form. One of their most famous tunes now by Andy Cutting, Horizonto. We'll leave you with this, and thank you for your listenership. Don't forget, the whole show is available on Mixcloud forevermore, and we'll see you next week here on Sheffield Live's Thank Goodness It's Folk. Take care.